News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
At the Crown Paint site earmarked for asylum seekers in Coolock last night. The fire was contained by the Dublin Fire Brigade. Conor Lally, security and crime editor of the Irish Times, joins us now. Conor, just bring us up to speed on what happened last night.
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, as you say, this former Crown Paints factory, it has been earmarked for international protection applicants, and we've seen violence there really since the start of the week. So at around 9 p.m. last night, smoke was seen coming from the site. So obviously the alarm was raised. Two units of Dublin Fire Brigade were called in, and when they arrived there, they found a blaze which had broken out at the lobby area of the factory. So it's a kind of a unit off the main plant, if you like. So two units of the Dublin Fire Brigade went to the site and extinguished the blaze, and they were in and out in a period of about an hour or so. But obviously this is, you know, quite a concern. There's been a, you know, really major Garda operation at that site since the start of the week, and the fact that this fire could take place, if indeed it is an arson attack, the fact that this fire could take place at the site is obviously a concern under the noses of the Garda operation.
Yeah, big concern, because you imagine this place would have been incredibly well policed, incredibly well guarded at this stage.
Well, really what's happened since it was really well guarded on Monday evening after the worst of the violence took place. There was a very large Garda presence right at the entrance of the site. There were uniformed Gardaí. I was actually up there, and there were public order Gardaí right at the entrance where that protesters' camp had been cleared earlier in the day. Then when people woke up on Tuesday morning, there was a fairly large kind of concrete wall had been installed around the entrance. And really, since then, that was intended to do the job that the Gardaí had been doing, blocking that entrance. So Gardaí appear to believe that the site was secured because of that 3 metre high concrete wall that was placed at the entrance. But there doesn't seem to have been Gardaí inside the site last night when the fire broke out. Now, we're not absolutely sure of that, but we don't think there was. So it appears the Garda operation was confined to the exterior. And really, since the violence had kind of calmed down in the last few days, what you could see up there was public order vans going up and down the roads in the area. So they were really keeping an eye on what was happening there, particularly after 6 p.m.
Okay.
You had a very heightened Garda presence, but the Garda presence wasn't actually at the site.
Briefly, Conor, you have an interesting analysis piece in the eyewitness piece in the Irish Times today. Much of the Coolock violence appeared recreational, boys thrilled by the chance of chaos. To characterise what occurred purely as clashes between the far right and Gardaí would be to misunderstand what took place. Interesting piece by you.
Yeah, so I've been up there for the week. Now, look, there's no doubt that Gardaí suspect elements of the far right and some very hardcore far right people have been trying to orchestrate what's been going on up there since that protest camp was set up back in March. Speaking purely about the violent scenes earlier in the week, certainly they were hijacked by very young kids. I mean, kids from the age of maybe 13 to about 16. From where I was standing for those 2 days, they really were the ones that stepped forward and took on the guards and, you know, fired things like fireworks and stones, glass bottles and so on at the lines of Gardaí. And even though hundreds of people, perhaps even up to 500 people on Tuesday evening turned up, the vast majority of those are people who appeared to come out. They stood well back and they were there just to spectate. They were there really to just see what was going on rather than to take part in what was actually going on. And if you looked at the number of people who were actually taking on the Gardaí and were orchestrating that violence, the numbers were fairly small.
Okay.
And a lot of them were children.
Conor Lally, really interesting piece in the Irish Times today. Definitely worth checking out. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.